Hello and welcome to our I Am the Divine gathering for the week of April 22nd. I'm actually recording this on the 23rd. My schedule this week has been a little crazy, a little hectic, so I haven't been able to record it until today. But I want to start off talking about where we've been. So we've been in an era of earth and water where earth, you can feel earth. You can feel if it's physical things. It's like, ordering something from Amazon and literally having it the next day. And you can feel it, you can be with it. It's tangible. It's in your hand. But we're going into a time, an era for the next 200 years of air and fire. And unlike earth and water, air and fire is not tangible. It's not able to be felt in the physical. Air and fire is more about the mental, right? It's more about the immaterial, the idea that's in your head, invisible networks that create streams of communication, let's say the internet, and connectivity and the advancements of like things like cell phones and Zoom video talking, video conferencing, and FaceTime, and all of that stuff that in years back, that was all new and it was exciting technology, and now it's the mundane because we're so used to it, we've acclimated to it, so it's not so exciting anymore. And one of the things that fits into this air and fire theme is AI technology. Now, what was interesting as I was gathering my information and sitting in and really thinking about what I was going to be talking about is what is interesting is that when Uranus went into Taurus 7 years ago, it was the buzz was cryptocurrency and Bitcoin are going to take over the world, and you better invest your money in crypto and Bitcoin. And I kept saying, no, I don't see that. And it never did happen. It's not one of those things that would form the standard for the financial infrastructure. However, gold, which is kind of seems like, antiquated, because gold back in the day of the gold rush and, the early days and the settlers and everything, right? I mean, that just seems so old when we think about gold and, how gold is important. But gold is actually what became valuable or more valuable during the run that Uranus had in Taurus, because Taurus is earth, Taurus is structure, Taurus is the infrastructure of the finances and how things are managed. And so we saw that things got more rooted in the depths of what already was. And things like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency that were being talked about were kind of still woo-woo, airy-fairy. And trust me when I tell you, I know a lot of people who invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And it's been a horrible roller coaster for them ever since because the I guess it's a stream of sort of like the stock market comes up all the way and they make money and then it goes down again very, very quickly. It's like a roller coaster and then they lose money. I had somebody put $500,000 in and like literally lose half of that overnight, and they have not been able to gain that back. And the idea is to just leave it there now, because what are you going to do? You have to leave it and let it come to its maturity over a span of time. But what does that look like? What is that span of time? Because it might not happen now either with Uranus going into Gemini, which is air, which would support the cryptocurrency, but it still might not happen because Uranus's job in the scheme of things is to really break down the areas of our lives where we have been under an illusion, where we have been under a spell, where we have been in airy fairyland thinking that this something was a good thing and not seeing the hidden behind the scenes agenda on it, right? So that's what's coming up for all of us as we have this shift in just a few days, Uranus going into Gemini, which is going to be in Gemini for 7 years. And that's going to kick off an 84-year cycle. So, what is or has the potential to evolve is AI technology. And I know there's a lot out there on that where, you have a mixed bag of feelings, right? Some people really, really love it. Some people that love it use it for everything. They write their newsletters using it because that they just plug in what they're wanting the newsletter to target. So they let AI write their newsletter. People are using AI to write books. People are using AI technology to write coloring books. They're using it to make posts. Excuse me. They're using it to support their business model, right? And the idea of doing that is neither right nor wrong. It just depends on, your personal preference. There are definitely benefits to using AI for development and research, right? Sometimes medicine can use it and get or glean into really important insights, or the education system, and maybe even legal advice, and definitely translation tools through AI, and maybe some creative tools like Midjourney, right? Which has the ability to translate what you input, what you're thinking into a source, a card, a meme, a poster, a painting, right? Some people out there have actually created Instagram and Facebook accounts and TikTok accounts and everything that are claiming to be digital artists using AI technology like Midjourney to create artworks. Now, I'm old school, so I'm more inclined to paint it myself, draw it myself. But there are people out there that would argue that inputting information into an app like Midjourney and the app spitting out a reference photo of what it is that you might have been thinking, and the idea that that AI application then connects to us on an energetic level, on a cosmic level, so it's actually connecting to our energy and not connecting to just the words that we're putting down, but it's connecting to us on a deeper level cosmically, right? And then it's, taking whatever input we gave it and it's spitting out the idea that's sitting in our head, if you will. And that is what a lot of people are saying about using AI technology in a digital way. So AI has, gained popularity. It's gained a fan base. And on the other side, I've seen it be a detriment where people have used it for creating, some kind of a novel or some kind of a book or something like that. And the publishers are now starting to call people out for using AI technology to write the books because they don't want that. They want people still writing authentically from within themselves. So there's a big debate, and I think we're going to see more of that to come as we really evolve into this idea of Uranus being in the sign of Gemini, which is Gemini is all about communication. It's the twins, it's the analytical mind versus the creative mind, right? That's the twins of Gemini. It's the analytical, logical mind, and then on the other side, it's the creativity. So I really feel like this is going to shift the ability for self-expression and communication, and maybe define it more or enhance it more in some way over the next several years that Uranus is in Gemini. And it's important that we stay present and we're not, looking through rose-colored glasses or through blurred lines, because reality will start to get slippery the more the illusions get torn down, right? And that's something that we're going to be talking about a little bit more later on. But, I think that it's important for us to get comfortable with AI being around because it has the potential to evolve through this window with Uranus in Gemini. And, this is where we can be in one world one day and then shift and be in the other world the next day, right? And never be in the same place twice or at the same time. We're always evolving. And this is the idea of Gemini, right? Because it's always wanting to be in its evolution. So it's really going to be very interesting to see how this expands because our communication is definitely going to change. And it might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but then I think as we get going, it's really going to start to make us feel more authentic within ourselves because we'll shed a lot of the ideas that we had about the reality that we're living in as things start breaking down and coming apart, and we're able to see it more. You have to remember this is about, the idea of the consciousness, it's the idea of the communication, it's the idea of the integrity. Remember the three things that we talked about, right? Authenticity, this is going to help us really root into being more of our authentic self. It's going to help us to be more transparent to who we really are, what do we really want, and also hold that integrity for what is important to us, right? Maybe we've been living under the rule of something else, and now we're starting to realize what is important to us in an individual basis. Maybe we've been in a relationship with somebody somewhere, whether it is a friend, a significant other, a partner, a marriage, a child, a sibling, whatever it is. And the illusion is starting to be pulled apart, and we can no longer play that role anymore and uphold that role that we've always played or that role that we've always held for that other person that we're with, right? where we have to come to some kind of understanding or some kind of clarity. I mean, I'm seeing it in my own life with my brother, and I'm watching him literally implode as he can no longer manage being in the marriage that he's in. And my brother's nature is to, not say anything, not do anything, just go along with it, and then make himself super sick. He's, had a lot of health issues. And then finally, when it gets too much, then he erupts and maybe takes some action. But it doesn't have to be like that, right? The minute that we're starting to see something is no longer working for us, it's requiring us in that moment to make the shift, to look at life in whatever way. And most people will think that I have to make a shift, and I have to do this, I have to do that. It's got to be fast, and this is what I'm seeing with people who are taking like the weight loss drug, right? Because they think that the shift that they want has to be fast and quick and has to be, one, two, three, because they can't wait, that they don't want to look for another outcome within themselves, so they're going to take the fast approach. But sometimes when we do that, it's not the outcome that we were looking for, right? Whether it's a good or bad outcome, it's not. I remember back when I had cancer in 2000, and after working through the first year of it, the second year, I decided I was going to go to Weight Watchers, and I was going to start working out and get serious about, getting healthy again. And in 9 months, I lost 96 pounds, right? That's like literally 10 pounds every month. And I was working out almost every day. I think I was working out 6 days a week, doing, cardio and weight training, mostly weight training. And I had lost 96 pounds, and I think I was like 265 pounds at that point. But then I had gone down to like 142 pounds, which was too thin for me because I looked emaciated. And what I realized, not right then, because I couldn't get thin enough, right? Then it was the other neurosis in the mind was like, I could not get thin enough. I couldn't get thin enough. I couldn't get toned enough. I couldn't get, and I was buff. I was toned. I was thin. I was too thin. I mean, I started to have guys at work tell me I was too thin and I needed to stop losing weight because I was looking like I was sickly. Like they were asking me, are you okay? Is something wrong again? And I was like, no, I'm just, working out, losing weight. And they were like, okay, enough is enough because you're starting to go the other way now and shift. And we can do that. We can take it to the extreme and the other way, right? But that's the energy or the nature of the energy, which is why I do these conversations, right? Because it's important to understand that mentally, we have to check in with ourselves and see where we are mentally, because we could think one thing and that is not our truth. But because we're wearing the glasses of illusion, those rose-colored glasses, because we're really still coming out of all that Piscean energy. Pisces is the flowy. If you think about Pisces, you have to think about, like, the hippie period back in the day, right? When everybody was on peace and love and all of that sort of stuff with the tie-dyed clothes and everything else, right? Back in the 70s, the 60s and the 70s. So, we're taking off all out of that illusion. We're exiting out of that illusion, but it's not going to happen overnight. And it's the same thing with the mind right now. We have to really check in with what it is that we're thinking, right? What is it that we're constantly running on a cycle? What are we running on that hamster wheel over and over and over again? We're exhausting ourselves, exhausting our mind. We're over-focusing that we're not able to let it go for whatever reason. And it really, when it's a negative thing that we're not letting go of, it's because we're tying into the lower density of the 3D. We don't even realize we're doing that, right? But something has triggered that wound within us, and it ties us back into the pain and suffering of the karmic cycle or that karmic wheel. And then we have to ask ourselves, why am I fixating on something that is creating the pain and suffering, right? Like the weight loss process. If we could just think that our body in this moment is at its best place, no matter what that looks like, even if we don't like having a couple of extra pounds added to us. But in truth, if you came to me and started talking to me about wanting to lose weight, and we would look at the energies that are surrounding you and maybe supporting you, we just had 8 solar events again last night. Those solar events need an expanded vessel. If our body is not expanded enough and a vessel of light enough to hold the light coming in, we're not expanding our consciousness. The only way consciousness expands is when the vessel expands. The vessel needs to expand to hold light, which means it has to drop density and it has to expand to hold light. And sometimes we get that confused and we think it means that dropping density means we drop fat or we drop weight and then we expand into a lighter version of ourselves. And that's not what that means. It means that we drop the density or the distorted thinking or this distorted vision through the rose-colored glasses that we've always worn because we were trained to wear them, right? And then in dropping the distortion and the density, our body, our vessel can be in an expanded state. And sometimes that means putting on a little more weight because the light that we need to hold is so much bigger. But when we're not looking at it from that perspective, we're thinking that it has something to do with actual weight loss, and it doesn't. It never did. We've talked about this for what feels like eons, and it's never been about weight loss. It's always been about expanding of light consciousness. But now, guess what? We have this opportunity to explore this idea, right? This logical nature to how our body operates for the next 7 years. So the next 7 years are going to be slow learning, no shortcuts, and assisting and supporting us to our point of evolution, right? And so the idea here is to see what is right in front of us that we have been ignoring because we've had our eyes pointing in a different way. And this means that we have to see everything and be conscious to everything that is happening in our field, that is happening for us, right? And if we want to have a different experience, then maybe we need to figure it out properly instead of allowing ourselves to get frustrated and get out of touch with what it is that we want or where it is that we want to go. And so sometimes it means that we stop doing the things that are still not getting us the results that we want. Because if we haven't gotten the results and it's been 6 months, no results are coming because it means we're doing the wrong thing for our body, our mind, our soul, and we need to stop and we need to just be quiet. And through the quiet, we will be able to see what it is that we are needing to do. Sometimes it means saying no to something that appears to be an immediate gratification, right? So it's important for us to understand that this is a time of complete liberation, which can bring freedom that feels authentic in nature and is attained and created through our genuine pursuit rather than through these illusions that we are chasing. This is very important. I can't stress how important it is, right? Because we don't want to do things that are going to impede our progress, right? Like, we could use our phone to take a test and cheat on the test, but at the end of the day, where does that get us? Does that get us further along in our life, or is that diverting us to the right or to the left in some way, and it's not taking us down the organic pathway, right? The pathway that's right in front of us. It's a divergent way of going in the same direction. So it's a distraction, distracting us to the right or distracting us to the left, when all we want to do is walk that path that's in front of us. Okay. But sometimes when we're not seeing that we can't use shortcuts, we forget and we try to take the shortcut, and it's not going to make life any easier. It's going to make life a little bit more challenging. So this is where we have to be very authentic in, how we're presenting ourselves and where we're heading. Okay. And so it's important to understand that there's going to be a lot of unexpected shifting. We are going to start to wake up more now. There's going to be some surprises coming for us that might feel uncomfortable in some way, or they might feel so good. You might say to yourself, "Oh my goodness, finally, finally, it's come to the light, and I can let it go because it holds no value, and I've gotten the nod from the universe that this is the moment for me to let go of the balloon I've tethered myself to," right? This time that we're in signals a point of no return. This is it. We can't go back. We're done with the old ways. We're done with the old stories. We're done with the illusions. We have to take the rose-colored glasses off. When something is not working anymore, we have to let it go. This is the energy of I am done. I am done. I am finished. I am not engaging anymore. I am seeing differently now. And it's going to be very decisive, right? The energy is going to feel very decisive, and it's going to be irreversible. Like, I cannot go back. Now that I know this, now that I see this, now that I feel this, now that I believe this, I can't go back to the old ways of doing what I was doing. This is a completely new 7-year pathway that's opening, and it's going to require a deep level of trust. It's going to require that we trust ourselves and we trust our inner voice. Most of us don't even take time to understand what the inner voice is saying. And sometimes when we don't like what it's saying to us, it might be telling us not to do something anymore, or not to go someplace anymore, or not to see somebody anymore, or not to whatever anymore, and we don't like it. We will find a way to shut that voice down, right? That's our higher self talking to us when it's trying to tell us that is not in alignment with who you are meant to be. So you need to let it go, or let them go, or stop doing that. But sometimes we don't like to hear that. And sometimes we will self-medicate so that we don't have to pay attention to it. Okay. And we can do that with food, overeating, definitely. So if you are feeling challenged by your eating habits, definitely look at that and see where are you using food to comfort yourself because you're doing something that is not in resonance with your soul. There's something that's not in resonance with your soul. So if you're overeating, or you're eating stuff that's sugary and you know you shouldn't, or you're eating stuff that's indulgent or decadent or whatever, then you have to sit with that and say, why am I eating right now? Or why am I eating, or why did I go out in search of this decadent ice cream sundae? Like, what is it that I'm trying to stuff down so I'm not feeling the emotions too? Because it's feeling like it doesn't honor me anymore, but I'm not ready to let go of it, right? Some people use medicinal, some people smoke weed, some people drink. It's all a cover up for not wanting to feel the way that we're feeling, not wanting to feel those feels. Okay. And I'll tell you, sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes we don't even realize there's layers to this onion that we call a body that we're peeling off on a regular basis. I went for a pedicure the other day and I was sitting in the chair and they had Storage Wars on the TV, which that's an old program. And I was married to my third husband at the time, Pete, and we would sit and watch that program together. And the, you know, it was from the early days. And I know that the one couple, the young couple that was on it, they had gone through a divorce in 2018, the same year I went through my divorce. Like my divorce was actually finalized in that year. But now here we are, it's 20 years later from when I first started watching that show, and I was sitting in the nail salon and I found myself getting emotional. And I sat with it for a second instead of pushing the feelings away. And I was like, oh, what is this? And then what came to me was like, I thought when I first married Pete that, you know, this was going to be my forever relationship. I thought he was going to be my stick and stay. I thought we were going to travel the world together. And yet here I am in sunny Florida, still at Joe's house, you know, feeling very blessed to be here. I am not going to lie. I feel very, very blessed to be here. And blessed to have such a connection with Joe that, you know, I am able to be here and to let myself evolve into whatever is next rather than, you know, having to figure it out or having to be on the fly to go get it, right? But it required me letting myself have that little bit of emotion and then acknowledging, hey, you know, that part of my life didn't go exactly the way I was wanting it to go, and that's okay. It's okay that it didn't go that way. And you know, the other part of it for me was like, oh, you know what? I'm still not in a relationship. I still don't own a house. I'm going to be 64 this year. And I thought to myself, isn't that fabulous? I came into this world to be a nomad. I came into this world to be on a journey, to be on a perpetual journey, not to be in one relationship forever and ever and ever, right? But to be in an exploratory state and move in and out of relationships to get to know myself on a deeper level, not necessarily about the other person, but like, who am I? What am I capable of? And so many times, because of the way that we've been trained in this life that we're living, we think that if we don't stay in a relationship, it means we fail the relationship, when that is not the truth at all. What it means is that we're looking for something different other than what it was that we were gaining from that relationship, right? The mind took over and it made that relationship something other than what it was meant to be. And now we're fixated on the fact that that relationship didn't work out or didn't turn out the way it was meant to turn out. And that's not the way that this works at all. Every relationship is something, someone that we're learning from, that we're having an experience through. And now that I've reached this point in my life, I completely understand that not all relationships are meant to be forever, right? If I was my younger self, I would be like, go out, date, enjoy, explore people. If you find somebody that you truly like and enjoy their company, stay with them until you no longer like and enjoy their company anymore. So if you stay with them for 40 years, that's a beautiful thing. Then move on and experience something else in your life, because relationships are not what we think. And that's the whole scam with the marriage and marriage vows. Okay. The till death do us part thing is a complete scam, because once we say those words, we've locked ourselves into the karmic cycle of abuse, pain, and suffering. And we have to start seeing the stories and illusions that we've set ourselves up to believe that are not our truth, that do not hold weight in the reality. But we've always played them out unknowingly because we did it unconsciously because we thought we were supposed to. It was the story that was spoon-fed to us growing up, and we thought we had to take in that storyline. Okay. So this is where we have to look and see. The last time that this happened, this transit of Uranus and Gemini happened was in the 1940s, right? And that was a long time ago. But think about all the things that came about in the 1940s, right? The automobiles and the cars and technology and stuff like that. I'll tell you one thing. I think technology is gonna evolve even greater than what we have now, right? Maybe cars will evolve even greater than we have now. And we're gonna see that happen over the course of the next few years because after all, that would be Gemini. It's communication, it's fire, it's air, it's thinking. So it's like Einstein kind of thinking that we're sitting in, okay? Things will no longer feel slow, right? Like the last 7 years in Taurus, man, things felt like they were just stuck in the mud, but now it's not going to feel like that. This is going to be very transformative. It's going to be, like a like on fast tracking, right? Like a quickened pace here. And so it's going to be transformative within more than without, because we're going to start to see things in a different way. And technology on the outside is going to be transformative no matter what. But this really is important for us on an internal level, where this transformation takes place within us, on a level of expansion of consciousness. That's very, very important. Okay, so this is where we will feel the need to let go of what just doesn't feel right anymore, what doesn't work. Now, I know we've been talking about that for years and years and years, and so many times we've had these talks where I was like, this is it. If it's not working, let it go. But I mean, how many times, how many chances over the last, I don't know, 6 years, have we had that opportunity to let go of things, people, places that just were not doing it for us anymore? Maybe a line of work that is just not resonating with you anymore, right? And we just don't let it go, or we don't let it evolve, right? Like this community has evolved away from having to have all three sessions as in-person sessions, giving everybody more freedom to be able to show up when they need to. And giving myself more freedom at the same time, right? It has to evolve. Otherwise, it's going to end. And so, this is the energy that we're in now. It's looking for us to personally evolve ourselves. Like, how can we evolve more? Okay. And this really requires us to focus on what we desire for our experience and not what we believe we should be doing or needs to be doing or needs to have happen, right? Or even the outer reality, believe or perceive what's happening in the outer reality, right? Just throw that all in the garbage because it has absolutely zero value. And the only thing, if you've been following what's happening on the outside, the only thing you're doing is following the deconstruction of the 3D reality. That is it, because it absolutely serves zero value to keep tabs on what's happening, because it's going to change so quickly over the next couple of months and devolve and deconstruct and collapse that it's not worth watching. It just isn't. Okay. It's more important for us to be connected to what's going on internally within ourselves, right? So this is where we have to start thinking frequency shift. This is about our frequency shift. So, as everything starts to collapse around us, what does it look like when we expand our frequency? And if you think about what I was saying earlier with our vessel being able to hold more light, sometimes when we expand our frequency, it means that we expand our waistline. I know that doesn't sound right because there's so many people out there that are like, oh, you want to ascend your consciousness? You must do yoga. You must do meditation. You must lose weight. You must eat healthy. No, it doesn't work like that. When the consciousness wants to expand, the body has to expand in order to be able to hold more light. So that is nonsense. And we have to throw that out in the garbage because it has zero validity. Believe me when I tell you. Okay. So, this is where we could experience another shift in a way of another lockdown, which would be more restrictive, which would be everybody, sequester in place. There's no food deliveries, there's no nothing. Only because if the way that the energies are playing out and the straits of Hamas and everything else are being locked down and exports, imports are being locked down. There is that potential. Now, I'm not saying that it's definitely going to happen, but it kind of would fall into this energy, which would make for that restriction. And also because this is such a heightened frequency, a heightened time of spiritual evolution, it might make a little sense for it to happen at some point over the next couple of months because it would force everybody to do what they did in 2020, which was get really, really quiet. And during that downtime, during that quietness, we can see more clearly because we're not in the noise. That is like literally keeping us afloat on a cloud of dust where we can't see truth. We only see illusion. Okay. And it's important to have that awareness. Now, I'm not saying that's definitely going to happen, but the energy holds the potential for it. So, if it happens, it means it's time to just pay attention on a bigger level, right? Time to pay attention on a greater level because then it's asking us to do more communing within, which is what we should be doing on a regular basis anyway. We should be tuning in, communing within, going within to really see what is speaking to us, what is being acknowledged on our behalf, right? For like me, it's art. I am dreaming about art. I am dreaming about it. I'm doing it in my dreams. I'm making it in my waking state. I am in a really amazing art program. Again, the details of that I will share at some point in the future, but I made my second painting, posted it to my Instagram page. It was a botanicals with a bird in it. And seconds after posting it, it sold. And it's not even like my best painting, but there's something in it that just spoke to this person. And they were like, I really need to have it. So I shipped it out yesterday. We agreed on a price. Shipping these days is astronomical, but they loved it enough that they were willing to pay for that too. And it's just changing my whole perspective of my reality as I root more into my artistic nature. That's where we should all be. We should all be creating in some way, shape, or form. I don't care how you're doing that. It doesn't have to be art. It could be through dance. It could be through singing. It could be whatever your creation is. It could be through music. Could be playing the saxophone. Hi Bob. It could be so many different ways, right? It could be so many different means, right? It could be playing the guitar. It could be a thousand and one different ways for us to be creative. But just having some creative nature, letting something flow from us, and slowing ourselves down to be more present, that is the direction that we must head in. Okay, because that's where we get in touch with our inner being, our higher self. And we will feel more wholeness within. This is where we can start to take down those rose-colored glasses, right? Those optical illusions that were placed in our field, those filters from when we were a child and our parents told us, no, this is the way it is. This is the way it has to be, right? And the stories that we were told, right? When we take down those optical illusions and free our mind, we can then counteract the overstimulation of our mind that we may have been under the influence of without even realizing that our mind has been overstimulated because of so many stories being broadcast out there and not really understanding what our truth is, right? And I can tell you that one area that I'm finding very overstimulating is social media. I do not feel connected to it at all anymore. Like I just don't want to be on it because it just does not feel good. It doesn't. And so when I go on to it, it feels very, I guess the only word is like aggressive, right? Even though, like, I have two pages now. I have my art page, which is all art related stuff. And I have my other page, my original page, but it just feels intense. And I don't like that feeling. So I don't really go on there very much at all anymore, because it feels overstimulating. And so, there's going to be a lot more coming up that's going to help us see the clarity of that. Now, what does that mean, for me in many different facets of my life, especially pertaining to work and maybe my art and all of that? Well, I'll still post my art. I might not be engaging as much. I mean, certainly when you guys come across my feed and I see something from you, I'm going to like your post. Just to acknowledge, hey, I've been here and I see you. I'm still connecting, but I'm not on as much anymore because it doesn't feel that great. So this could also be where we're coming back to more authentic community, right? I don't know, what's gonna come with me down here, but I definitely could see the potential to having some kind of a gathering. I don't have the space for people to actually stay here at the house, but there's very, very reasonable hotels in the area. They're like more like an economy lodge type of thing that are really nice and very clean and whatnot, that, people could stay at if they wanted to come down here. But this definitely fosters the opportunity for connection and for gatherings and stuff like that. So I don't know if I stay down here longer, it's definitely something that I've been thinking about, doing some kind of an in-person connection and getting together in person. But we're going to be seeing that there's going to be a lot of turns and twists coming up, a lot of fast shifts, bringing a lot of changes in thinking. And I mean, right now I'm thinking it would be a lot of fun for us to connect here, but like, I don't know, in 2 months from now, I could be thinking something completely different. Maybe Hawaii would be better. I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, you can't, there's uncertainty. And then there's certainty, like the certainty of what is not working anymore and the uncertainty of what needs to come in. And that's where we need to be open and willing to be allowing for that expansion into our next highest state of consciousness. Okay. And sometimes, along with that, especially when we're feeling the uncertainty of where we're going next, we might have feelings of confusion. right? Feeling like we don't really know. We don't know a lot in this moment. But that's kind of intentional at the soul level to pull us out of any stories or programs that we may be running. So if we're feeling confused or like we don't know what we're supposed to be doing next, it's okay because it's an intentional soul redirection, right? The soul shuts us down so that we can get quiet and we can just sit. This way, we can let go of everything. And that's essentially what happened to me when I moved down here. I felt disconnected from the old stories, the running and the going and the running and the going and the running and the going. And now that I'm down here, I don't feel the need to run anywhere. I don't really feel the need to go anywhere. I'm in nature all day long. I have it right in my yard. So I don't really feel the need to be anywhere else. And it's kind of helped me see with greater clarity and also feel more connected in when I'm bringing information through so that I can feel, the pathway that as it unfolds and becomes clear. Okay. So it gives us an opportunity for greater clarity when we do disconnect and we can sit and we can just be quiet for a little bit, right? And intuition is so strong right now, it can read through the muddiness. It reads through the AI. Like I can look at something that pops up on my social media feed and know immediately it's AI technology because it just does not have an organic signature to it. It has an AI signature to it, right? And this is where we have to start getting clear because AI is part of or will bring part of the illusion through. So we have to really get clear on what it feels like being organic in our organic nature. This is where truths and revelations can open the mind more fully as we start to see what our truth and feel into what is our own revelation for ourselves. Okay. And Gemini is the mind and it is air and it's very dimensional in nature. It's very otherworldly, right? It holds the potential for all dimensions and for that otherworldly thinking or otherworldly seeing. And it's very divergent in nature. It does not like being the same as everything else. It really likes being different. And so that is very important. It opens us, Gemini, opens us more to our clairs, right? Claircognizance, clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairgust, right? No judgment of where we are, but also no judgment of where we are headed. No judgment of what is coming online for us. An expansion can happen quickly, very quickly, because it's the nature of what is, right? It's that the nature of what is. It gives us the opportunity to see the bigger picture if we choose. Or we could also stick our head in the sand and be like, I don't like change. I don't want to see change. I don't want to know anything different. I might not be able to handle it, but guess what? You'd be surprised at how much you can handle and how much you already know is different. This is the big one. And then expansion happens quickly. The knowing happens quickly, and the relief of having insight that might not have been had before. That's so powerful, right? It also allows for heart mind coherence, for the heart and the mind to come together instead of for us to be in the thinking brain constantly, right? Where we're in the ego state of consciousness, where the ego and the mind are driving the bus. But now, because of Gemini, it gives us an opportunity for heart-mind coherence. So this is very, very important because Uranus will keep us in the moment. And Gemini likes that. If you do some kind of arts or, candle glaze, gazing or connecting in nature or sun gazing or anything like that, right? Like where you're really focusing your intention and you're taking yourself out of your thinking mind. You will start to notice that the peace that you're feeling brings a sense of freedom with it. So try doing something that takes your mind out of the picture and puts you in your heart and gets you right brain thinking. It changes everything. It changes the nature of what is because it gives us an opportunity for more freedom. And this is a powerful time to do something new that would have either a creative nature to it or a spiritual basis to it, right? This would be the time to bring in some kind of new practice in some way, shape, or form because this energy can no longer support the old. It just can't. Right, these old paradigms, it can't hold it anymore, can't hold the illusions anymore. It's too high, it's too light, it's too fast. It just doesn't hold that heaviness anymore. Everything is going to start to change and evolve and move beyond where we are. In a faster way. And that change has to start with us, has to start within. Okay. So the old has to fall away and we have to let it. We've been talking about that for a long time. The idea here is to not invest your energy in any of that distortion. Do not talk about it. Do not share it. Do not debate it. Do not access it or actualize it or internalize it. Don't do any of that. And the reason for that is because when we do take in that energy, everything acts as an energy exchange. And taking in that energy becomes a cord, it becomes an attachment to us. Okay. And in having that energy coming in, it's anchoring to our body in some place where it matches a vibration for that stream of consciousness that we're engaging in. So it is best not to do that. We don't want to speak negative words, speak negative ideas, have negative thoughts, right? Because that's negative speech, and negative speech gives you more negativity. It keeps you locked in that cycle of abuse through karma. Okay. So, what this looks like is I was having a problem with a tooth on my lower left side, all the way in the back. It's not the molar because I had that pulled to get braces. And then it's not the tooth that was next to the molar, but the tooth next to that. So, like the third tooth from the molar. And I was having a problem with that tooth, and I sat and I meditated on it, and I was intuiting to it, and I was running some frequencies through it. And when I let go and I surrendered and I relaxed enough, I got this vision that popped into my mind from my second marriage before I was even married to him. And it was an awareness that I was having with the nature of the relationship on a level of intimacy, or I should say, a lack of intimacy. And I married him anyway. And what was interesting to me then, after I had reflected on that moment that told me so much about the relationship that moment that told me so much about what I was willing to settle for because I wasn't in my self-worth, and what he was offering to me so that I could step into my power and say, no, this isn't a good fit for me. I'm sorry, and let go of the relationship, right? But I wasn't willing to do that. And my father at our wedding at the church, when I was in the back room just before I walked down the aisle, my father was standing with me and he said, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. And I knew he was having problems with dementia at that time. This was back in, I think, 96. And I said, yeah, I'm okay. And he said, listen, you don't have to go through with this. It's okay. He said, you can come down and live with mommy and me until you figure things out. He said, you don't have to go through with this. My father knew. My father was a man of very few words. He didn't really say much. But somehow in that moment, he knew. And somehow in that moment, I should have known. And I should not have gotten married. But I did. And I look back now and I'm, grateful for the experiences that I had. But I also see that there was another timeline that I could have taken, where I did not go through with the wedding, where I didn't participate, and I had a different timeline experience. But I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't in the power that I'm in now. Now I could walk away. Now I would definitely do that if I was in that position again, but then I couldn't. And that all flashed through that toothache that I had, right? That little bit of achiness in my tooth and the problem that I was having with the gum in that area for a moment. And then acknowledging that, because that tooth has held that discordant energy signature all of these years, 30 years, I think, right? 1996 until now. It's held all of that discordant energy until now. Our body does an amazing job of doing that. So think about where you have an ache or a pain in your body and really sit down and get clear and just tune in and be like, hello, I'm here for you. I don't even need to know what this is or what's going on. You just need to know that I'm here for you. I'm talking to my knee, I'm talking to my shoulder, I'm talking to my back, I'm talking to my foot, whatever area of your body, right? It just happened that it popped up for me and showed me what it was associated with. And when that happened, and now that I have had that privilege of knowing what that tooth issue was finally presenting after 30 years, I don't have an issue with that tooth right now. Because it's like that information came up, it was acknowledged. I went through the processing of it, and now, it's resolved for now. I'm not going to say that something's not going to need to be done, but right now there's not a problem and it seems to be resolved. And it's simply because I heard where I was stuck. I tuned in. I felt where I was stuck. I felt where I was still playing small because I allowed myself to participate in a relationship that wasn't healthy for me, that wasn't fulfilling to me in a way that I would have liked it to have been. And that tooth, when I looked it up in its metaphysical properties, that tooth was tied to the energy of lungs and intestines. So when I look at that, I say, where would I rather have an issue in my body? I definitely don't want to have a lung issue because if we're talking a lung issue, we're talking about the possibility of COPD, right? Which is grief. We're talking about the possibility of lung cancer. Don't want that either. There's like, what is that one with the E? Ends, I can't think of it. It's emphysema, right? Like all of these different lung diseases, I don't want any of those. That is very, very compromising. And the other thing was intestines. I don't want anything wrong with my intestines. My brother had colon cancer going back a few years back. I say, no, thank you. I do not consent to that. You know what? I'd rather have a problem with my tooth because it's more likely I can resolve a problem with my tooth than I can resolve an issue with my lungs or my intestines. So I say, thank you so much, tooth, for letting me know. And now I need to do the work to support myself and stand up for myself and understand it was simply a role that I played in that relationship in order to find my power and my strength, which maybe I didn't do back then, but now that's intact now. And I would never let myself play in that again. So this is how the body works through whatever. And if we're giving our attention to the distortion that's out there in the field or a story that we keep running, right? Somebody left us, whether they died or they physically left us, and walked away from us, we're playing out abandonment, we're playing out rejection. Those are such low level, low energy, distorted values. They're going to end up in the root chakra. They're going to end up in the heart chakra, right? Why do we want to give ourselves a heart problem? Again, heart and lungs, lung problems, root chakra issues, legs, anything like that. Why do we want to play that out? Know that that was the soul's designation for them to either leave or depart the earth plane. And it's because there's something that we needed from that. Maybe we needed freedom in some way, shape, or form because them staying longer in our lives, whether it was a physical relationship or somebody departing, we wouldn't be in our freedom, right? I've talked about that many times with respect to my mother. So this is really important. If you guys want to talk more about this, you'll have to let me know because I could go on and on and on and on with this forever and ever because this is really where healing takes place, right? It's the most powerful part of our process of being human and evolving our soul. Okay? It's the most powerful part of that. Wherever our thoughts are, is where our emotions are. And it's what we'll experience more of. Okay. Again, I'll give you an example. So, the last couple of weeks, out of the blue, I've been feeling a lot of fear at night, like somebody breaking in here or somebody coming in and, in a bad way. And I'm like, where the heck is that coming from? Like, that is never a thought in my mind. I don't hold that fear. I healed that long, long, long time ago, right? But what I realized is the collective is at extreme unrest right now, and they're feeling threatened, and they're feeling war, and they're feeling fear. And I started to realize that I was feeling the collective energy. And it's easier to feel at bedtime because it's so much quieter at bedtime. The universe is always mirroring back to us what we're holding, believing, and perceiving. And I really had to get clear with myself and say, I do not believe that. I do not perceive my safety is in jeopardy. I do not believe somebody is going to break into this house. I am not holding this energy. I am canceling it, clearing it, and resolving it amongst all timelines because I do not want to engage in this. I do not consent. It is not my It is not my birthright to engage in some kind of a break-in or something like that because I really wanted to get clear with the universe. I do not consent because if I hold it strongly enough in my field, guess what? It's going to mirror back to me in some way, shape, or form. And I do not want that. This is why I keep saying over and over and over and over, we have to get really, really, really clear on our thoughts and what it is that we are holding on to. Where, what are we believing? What are we perceiving as our truth, right? We have to get really, really clear on that. So the next cosmic shift that's coming up is going to be May 1st, and it's going to be a full moon in Scorpio. Now, Scorpio is intense. It can be secretive, right? On the dark side, it can be secretive. On the dark side, it can be about sexuality. It can also be very highly intuitive. And we may see more discovery and disclosure coming. We may also see these optical tactics for where there's control, manipulation, and power plays. But however this plays out, however this plays out, it is not going to stay in the hands of the patriarchy because Pluto is in Aquarius, which means that the power shifts to the people. We have the power. So if you have been watching and you've been feeling a lack of power or some kind of loss or upset of the nature of what you are seeing playing out, let that go because it has no factor, it has no bearing because it's the illusion of what is being projected onto us that is what is wanting us to believe or perceive. Because the truth of the matter is the people have the power. And we are in power now. And that's what you have to keep telling yourself. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can take away your own personal authority except for you. Nobody else can take that away from you. This is a new era that's forming. It's why we have to focus on the self and we have to focus on self-nurturing. It's not about the outer reality anymore, right? Scorpio, deep. Deep inner caverns within. If you've ever talked to somebody who's a Scorpio, they're usually very, very deep people, very deep, deep thinkers. But the problem with Scorpio thinking is that it can often be shadowed by the distortion of the illusion because it's the nature of the beast, right? And this is where we exit. That idea that it has to be dark and secretive and manipulative and a power play, and we have no control into being otherworldly. This is about the outer reality going away, and we are creating now from the inner reality. We're projecting out into the expression of the world what it is that we want to build. Right? Remember, every time you have a focused thought, the electrons in the field are building the scene. They're building the stage. They're setting the stage around the thoughts you are having. And then it plays out, and you're going, see, I knew it was going to happen. Or, see, I knew this guy or this girl was going to be just like the last one. Because you're setting the stage, because your expectation is building that reality. So stop doing that. If you want something different, you're going to have to really work at controlling the thoughts and the emotions that you're having because they're what builds the reality, right? Start thinking to yourself, I am the divine. Why do you think I named this community this at this time? Because we needed it, right? And I knew this months ago when I renamed it. Now is the time where we're going to be accessing this as our sovereign right. I am sovereign. I am power. I am my own authority, right? These are the ways that we need to interact and think. We need to embody more light. This full moon will be very stimulating to our nervous system. Victimhood. will have an opportunity to be rebirthed into self-empowerment very easily if we give ourselves an opportunity to choose to let go of victimhood. It's not going to do it on its own, but it is going to have the power and the authority to shift out of victimhood and stand in our sovereign nature. Okay. Now we had eight significant solar shifts last night. And I'm just going to tell you that while we're on this call, we've also had several solar shifts while being on this call. It's really ridiculous how many we've had. I'm looking at my phone right now as I'm talking about this, and we had one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah. So 16 different solar events that we've had. I mean, really, solar maximum, people have been like, oh, solar maximum is slowing down. Solar maximum is almost over. No. I've been saying since solar maximum started, it's not going to end until probably around September. So stop listening to people out there. Start tuning into your inner knowing, to your inner being, and stop listening to people out there. If you're coming across people that are on Instagram and telling you you're going to do this, or this is for you, this message is for you, hit the like button, send this message to yourself, and then send it to other people. Don't do that. Don't do that because that's negative. That's manipulation. That's manipulation for likes, right? If you're playing into somebody else's manipulation, it means you hold manipulation in your field. You got to clear that shit because there's no place for it going forward. All right. Be really clear. Stop playing into and following people that are not speaking truth, that are not in the highest operation. Okay. If you have people out there that are fear-mongering, do not get involved with that. Okay. I like someone until they really start to show me who they are. And then I stop liking them because I'm like, okay, I got all the information out of them that I needed and I don't need them anymore. Right. Once they're like, oh, so let me explain to you what's going on in the solar system. And then they do that for 6 months and I'm on board and I'm like, yeah, that's making sense. That's making sense. It's validating what I'm feeling. It's making sense. And then they're like, oh no, big hit. Expect this big thing. The next post is major shifting on the earth. I don't know if everyone is prepared for this. And it's like this doom and gloom stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm done with you. I'm no longer in alignment with where you're going or what you're saying because somehow you have shifted and our pathways are going in two different directions. Okay. There's no reason to be in the doom and gloom. We create our own reality. If you want to be in doom and gloom and you want to experience chaos and you want to experience victimhood and you want to experience all that nonsense, then you go right ahead and you're creating that. But we will never ever be talking about any of that in this community. We will never be talking about the doom and gloom in this community because there is never, ever, ever a reason to play it out. There just is never a reason. Although you can play it out if you really want to, but that's your choice. Okay. Right now we're in very strong awakening energy. And, you know, this is on an individual basis. Not everybody's going to awaken more. They're just not. It's on an individual basis. You have to make that your priority. You have to make that your purpose, your mission, whatever that is, right? Just like galactic disclosure. I believe that's going to happen. But guess what? It's not going to happen on a global level. If something does happen on a global level, that's a charade. That's a charade, whatever you want to call it. That's purposeful scare tactic type of stuff, right? Because they don't operate like that. They'll come to you directly and be like, hey, you're an ambassador. I mean, they've come to me in my dreams so many times and talked to me about it, like the Syrians, right? The black cat people that are like 4.5 feet tall or 4 feet tall, come up to me and be like, "We just want to thank you for your service, and we just want to know that we appreciate you being an ambassador for us on our behalf, blah, blah, blah." And they've come to me many times. Okay, they're not going to come to us on a collective global level. No, it's going to happen individually. We're each going to get, find contact if that is our designation, because not everybody signed up to be a contactee. Not everybody did. Okay. And that's something, if you really want to do it, you got to practice for it, because you have to be prepared and you have to be ready to be a contactee, to have that, right? But because we're in the time of Uranus in Gemini for the next 7 years, we're talking definite potential for galactic contact. Okay. And that is so exciting to me, because it just means our nature of our own evolution is on the cusp of some greatness, some otherworldliness that is so exciting when I think about it. But it requires our participation. It requires us to tune in. It requires us to be present, to have a desire to want to do what is necessary to create that opportunity for ourselves. And that's something we all need to think about and take seriously. Okay. So this is the last recording for April, and I will have a new schedule coming out soon. I'm going to try to post it within the next couple of days, and I look forward to connecting with you. As always, if there is something that you would like to discuss, to have a discussion, we can do that. I can set it up for when we are in the live class, or I can just do a talk about it or whatever. But if there is anything going on with you and you would like me to talk about whatever, conscious evolution or connection to the galactics or whatever, let me know. Okay. Otherwise, we're going to keep talking about what is and how to get to that next level everything from where we are right now, because that is the focus. It's staying focused and it's staying forward pointing and it's staying higher aligned, because that is how we are going to do it. Okay. I love you so, so very much. And I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care. Bye bye.